This poem is called Sailing Sarcasm, and it's one that he wrote when he was working on North Haven for the Morrow estate and the family there. The Morrow family is a summer estate on North Haven, and Anne Morrow married Charles Lindbergh, because then they had a child abducted and made a national headlines and everything. That was at the time that when he was working for them. And after delivering one of the sailboats down to Connecticut and New York at the end of the season, and as he so often did, he wrote these verses and poems about different little episodes in his life. So we called it Sailing Sarcasm, because he was mostly a powerboat man. Father Neptune made the wind blow, and hence the sailors sailed the sea. They can all keep right on sailing, but it holds no charm for me. Some folks rave about the breezes and exclaim about the fun, and sail 10 miles in 4 directions to accomplish only one. Wind a-whistling through my whiskers and water running down my pants, and the lee rail spitting spume and spindrift, and the whole world on a slant. Slatting, roaring, flying canvas, 7 miles of ropes and sheets, tangled up and slid to leeward and all balled up round my feet. You bang and roll and pound a-winded, dripping wet and cold as hell, and I can't estimate my speed of driftage, ain't no way that I can tell. Then the wind dies out and leaves me to bang and roll and pound and slap. And the fog comes in to drown me, and I don't know where I'm at. And here's God's most chosen creature, lying helpless on the sea, at the mercy of the weather, and that don't appeal to me. A sailing boat is kind of useful when there ain't no other way, but like the old-time horse and wagon, they're done, washed up, passé. I don't seem to take much pleasure in a howling, roaring gale, bracing every nerve and muscle hanging to a windward rail, grabbing halyards, sheets and backstays till the skin comes off my thumbs, and hopping round from jib to staysail till the rigging fairly hums. The thing that makes me blasphemy till my morals are corrupt, leaning over sideways in the damn boat bottom up. I can climb a gangway ladder if the damn thing's standing plumb, and navigate 'em safely when they're leaning over some. When they're lying horizontal, so that I don't possess. Takes a sailboat lover to shin up those, I guess. There's a lot of difficulty with a doorway lying down for a man to journey through it with his feet upon the ground. The lamps are hung on pivots, and I always did a claim that the toilet on a sailboat should have been hung about the same. I'd rather have a darn good dory and a pair of stout-ass oars and thumb my nose at Father Neptune and proceed to row ashore. And when I get to harbour, whether it's calm or howling gale, I won't have to spend 2 hours furling up those cussed sails. No, sir, boys, you take your schooners and your ketches and your sloops. I'd rather have a 5-horse outboard on a floating chicken coop.